Gordo's Corner, brought to us by McDonald's and Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. I've tweeted a few things for the P1's enjoyment. I've just tweeted a picture of Mike Ducey that was taken on the night of his 2006 DUI arrest, according to Twitter.
This is a joke, obviously. We wouldn't be talking about it.
Huh, you seem very
sensitive about
it.
See how funny it is, everybody?
Very sensitive about it.
I'll have a good time with this.
Anyway, enjoy that picture. A lot of people, I enjoy that picture. You should have enjoyed having that picture taken.
Where'd you get this picture?
A couple of fellow broadcast professionals.
A couple? There's four there that I'm counting.
Who are those women?
One of them's Kim Fisher.
Oh, okay.
I know her.
She's no longer in this market, is she?
No, I think she's in Utah.
Fiona Gorostiza is a co-worker of mine at Fox 4, works the morning show. Good Day, the highly ranked Good Day morning show.
Well, you look hammered in this picture, Mike.
He was.
I was emceeing an event that night. I wasn't drinking at all.
About 43 minutes after that photo was taken.
At that point of the night, I wasn't
his
drinking.
His Porsche was in a telephone pole, and he's explaining to officers who he is. Anyway, enjoy that picture. I also tweeted a link to the Will Ferrell interview, which I'm going to promote today ad nauseum. And I'd also like to promote my appearance tomorrow night at Ringo's Pub for St. Paddy's Day. I'm introducing Minikiss. Minikiss.
If I know you're lonely, I there hope you'll be
this
all
is,
right.
This is what Mike thinks Minikiss sounds like.
Me and the boys will be playing all night. All night.
Mike was also doing his Cher impersonation during the last commercial break.
He's always got Cher on the brain.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Cher.
You have a crush on Cher.
She was born in a wagon of a traveling show. Mama used a damn full of money. I'm going to do whatever.
I can't hit that note.
Is that English?
We're losing him.
Sorry.
Wow.
So very tired.
All right, would you like a cute little story? I don't know if you guys followed the story this week of Till. Till is the little rabbit that was born in Germany with no ears.
Oh.
A little bunny with no ears. And the country got all taken with little Till because he's so darn cute. It's
hey, Dill.
No, Till. And he's a little bunny, and he got real famous in Germany, and all these people are doing stories about him, news stories about little Till, right? It's one of those stupid things that we all gather around and let our oxytocin levels go up on. What's the brain chemical?
Is that the one that turkey it makes you
turkey
tired?
Turkey baster?
Tryptophan.
Sorry.
Filamentroxoid?
Filamentroxoid. That's what I'm thinking of. So everyone's loving little Bunny Till, and they're thinking about making him kind of the national mascot, right?
You shove a dill in your mouth.
Oop. No, a till. not a pickle. And Dill was 17 days old when a news crew was doing yet another story on him. And so the camera crew arrives and everything, and they're in little Till's pen, or whatever they're keeping him in. And a cameraman has a camera on his shoulder, and he takes one step back, and he hears a crunch.
Oh, no.
It's me time, Bunny Rabbit. Yet. 9.
So little Till gets crushed under the boot of a cameraman who was covering him.
Instant death, or did he hang
instant
on?
Instant death.
Oh. What a terrible life Till had.
Wasn't like the Ticket Mouse where he acts like he's dead and then comes back at the last minute?
Till never came back.
The elite media doing it again.
Uh-oh. Here, see, you do pander to that whole mentality, don't you?
I know it's risky in Texas.
There's no
speaking
doubt
out against
the liberal elite. Yes, exactly.
But I'm willing to go out on that limb.
You're sickening because you focus grouped your politics, and then you just adopted whatever's going to make you most popular.
No, it's just I feel how I feel. I mean, I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm a successful person. I'm not going to apologize for being successful.
What do you think about Obama?
I think, you know, the office of the presidency should be respected at all times.
Do you think he's disrespected it?
Did I say that?
I'm asking you.
Of course not.
No.
Do you think he should be reelected?
We don't want to get into that right now.
Come on, Mike.
I'll be on again. I'll be on again before the election. We'll talk more about it. What do you say?
You'll never talk about it. So anyway, please wish Till and his bunny family, wish them well as they descend into hell for their judgment. They're German.
So?
Maybe
Dirk's going to hell? You're saying Dirk's going to hell?
You haven't forgotten, Craig. Maybe you haven't forgotten. Dirk's different. He won a championship.
Okay. That's the tiebreaker.
Yes.
Boris Becker?
Hell.
Ooh, wow.
Any other ones you want to ask about?
Is there any way that this morning or afternoon there, as he's having a beer in Germany, Boris Becker.
That's stereotypical.
Boris Becker knows that somewhere an AM radio guy just said, guaranteed Becker's going to hell.
Believe me. He'll hear about it within 30 minutes.
Didn't we see him at the Super Bowl or something?
That was at the NBA Finals.
He lives in Miami.
Oh, that's what
NBA
it was.
Finals.
Yeah.
Well, then he's okay.
Yeah, Dirk, heaven. Boris Becker, hell. Along with Till. And a lot of other Germans who did a lot of bad stuff, Junior.
Okay.
Colonel Klink?
I pledge to never forget. Obviously, you've already forgotten. Colonel Klink, hell.
Schultz?
Schultz, hell.
Inga?
Hogan, hell. Oddly enough, I know he's American, but Colonel Hogan, hell. Ask me about any celebrity. That's like one of my weird superpowers. Is that I can tell you.
Any German celebrity?
No, it can be any celebrity. Is one of the weird superpowers I have is I can tell you whether someone ended up in heaven or hell.
Richard Dawson.
He's still alive.
Is he?
But you can also predict because Becker is still alive.
Yes.
Katharine Hepburn.
Hell.
Don Rickles.
He's still alive.
I know, but where will he end
up? He's not German, so I can't predict.
Franz Beckenbauer.
Who's that?
He's a German soccer star.
Oh, then hell, probably.
I can't name that many Germans.
Local media people.
Steffi Graf, she German?
Like Dale Hansen. I don't think Dale makes any secret of the fact that he's going to hell.
Adelpha Callejo.
There's a good one.
Deucey claims that Clarice is going to hell. And I'm like, what are you saying, Deucey? I mean, why are you saying that?
That's so ridiculous. Not worth dignifying with a comment.
Walter Cronkite.
Oh, there's no doubt he's in hell.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
He sought forgiveness and was absolved for what he did. The Lord says those who are not German who honestly seek forgiveness will be granted.
Norm.
I know a lot of P1s would like to think that Norm's going to heaven, and so I'm just going to let them keep thinking that. All right, you ever watch My Strange Addiction on TLC?
No.
So they went from being a band to having a network? My Strange Addiction, the upcoming season finale, will show a woman who not only drinks her urine, but bathes in it. Her own urine. Drinks it, bathes in it, washes her eyes, and even brushes her teeth with it.
Her eyes.
Wasn't there a baseball player that would rub it on his hands?
I was telling Mike Ducey the story of Joe Don Looney, the former OU running back and played with the Giants. He retired to West Texas Alpine.
Yeah,
where he lived off of his own urine. He would drink his own
lived
urine
every
day. Lived
off of it?
Yes.
You can't live off that.
He might have had a piece of bread now and then, but the main part of his diet was his own urine.
That can't be right.
Is it too graphic to tell the rest of the story about how he would actually segment
it?
You
better watch this.
He felt the middle part of the stream was the most nutritious. So that's what he would deposit into a cup for his
own enjoyment.
Yeah.
Well, this woman is 53 years of age. Ugh. Can anyone be hot after the age of 53? Mike?
You say after the age of 53?
You are 53, right?
That I am, sir. Yes. No, I think, sure, there's a lot of great-looking women well into their late 50s.
Jacqueline Smith.
This woman's battling cancer, Mike. You want to make fun of her some more?
I wasn't making fun of anybody. Is this still the urine story?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I lost consciousness there for a moment.
She's battling the cancer, and she thinks that urine will help that fight. Now, explain that to me. Something that your body thinks is such poison, it's trying to project it across the room.
What do medical professionals think of
this? Firing it into a toilet, and she thinks it's going to help her.
Are her doctors talking her out of it?
I'll get to that. Her quote is, "I like warm." Then there's a word for that substance. "It's comforting. The first time I drank I didn't throw up, but it was horrible, and I thought, you know what? I can do this. My urine does smell, depending on what I eat. Today, it tastes a whole lot different than it did 4 years ago."
Quintessential Gordon story.
She consumes up to 80 ounces a day.
Wow.
And she says she's become a connoisseur of it.
Better as it ages?
Sometimes.
Has good legs.
It tastes salty.
Decant it.
Sometimes. It tastes like plum champagne.
And then, on the story, which is going to air nationwide, she takes a big gulp and says,
"It's a little lemony." "You can taste different things going through your body. And there are certain things I don't like to eat anymore because they don't taste good recycled. I love, love, love asparagus, but I won't eat it anymore."
That is the worst.
"It makes the urine taste bad."
Wow.
So that's going to air on the side of caution. No, I'm sorry, on the 18th.
Sorry, Mike, the Friday Corner is traditionally the worst of the week.
It's all right. I've been waiting for it.
I've confirmed Moises Alou used to pee on his hands to heal calluses.
Okay, Ty.
It was just in.
It is. Oh, that was horrible after all that you just read.
What did I read? That diminishes my broadcasting.
Isn't it slightly... It's slightly comforting to know that in a pinch... you can drink your own urine to get by. Isn't it?
Comforting?
Well, Mike's already by. Yeah, she says it's comforting to do it. I mean, okay, well, let's ask someone who has a high-pressure job. Mike, like after you've finished a particularly difficult newscast, do you head back into the dressing room, ease down your Bill Blass pants, and arc it?
Well, I thought you were going to ask me something else there.
What?
You're saying, do I go to the restroom after a newscast?
Yes, to comfort yourself.
There's no comfort involved. I mean, if I have to go, I go.
As you're trying to get your aim so true where you don't destroy your outfit for the next sportscast.
At my age, I'm hoping to just make it to the bathroom, frankly.
What do you do after a really tough sportscast? Pick a night.
To relieve your tension.
To come down off the high of broadcasting to dozens of people.
I go down into the garage and...
Uh-oh.
And
lift weights.
And start the car.
And then have an American Beauty type scene with your neighbor.
I start the car with the door closed. And let run just long enough to where I'm almost losing consciousness. And then I turn it off. That's kind of my way of coming down after a tough broadcast. What? You asked?
There you go. Now you know, folks.
All right, that's the corner, 9:36 on